This is the brief on modern coastal timber flooring. Think of this design approach as applying a permanent, light-bouncing, golden hour filter right to your home's foundation, using pale, matte wood to instantly transform cramped layouts into bright, airy spaces. First, you're going to want wide planks, around 190 to 220 millimeters, in light species like European oak or bleached blackbutt, because that reduces visual clutter and really draws the eye outside. Now, you might think you want flawless, select-grade wood without any knots, right? Well, removing those irregularities actually makes the floor look kind of cheap and synthetic, so you absolutely need that natural grain to ground the whole coastal vibe. Second, that authentic texture is your best defense against daily messes. Unlike dark jarrah or walnut floors that highlight every single speck of dust, light woods with wire brush textures and extra matte finishes under a 10% sheen perfectly camouflage sand and pet hair. I mean, why spend your life stressing over dust when a sandy-toned floor just does the hiding for you? Finally, definitely don't let the wrong chemical finish ruin your investment. The biggest mistake is using traditional solvent-based top coats, which will turn a beautiful blonde floor an ugly yellow gold in just a year or two from UV exposure. You've got to insist on water-based coats or UV-stable oils and ensure professionals perfectly level the subfloor underneath so those wide planks don't cast weird shadows. Using a solvent finish here is honestly like buying a crisp white linen suit and slowly spilling tea all over it. Ultimately, by pairing wide, pale boards with non-yellowing matte finishes, you create a bright, highly forgiving, and incredibly durable coastal retreat.